Okay, so we're holding a Siman Shin Yud test, and we were discussing the way of heter when I have a mixture in front of me. It's considered a mixture of two minim or more, and there's a way to do a bederach heter, which is referred to as derech achila. It's part of the eating process. This heter we don't find by all the malachis, by Bairi, find such a heter. Dash, according to some Rishayim, is some that I'm a chashe by Teichen. There are a few malachis where we find it, but by Bairi, it's agreed upon by everyone that Derech Achila would be mutter. What's considered Derech Achila? So, if one is being Bairi, Eichel B'Teich Seilis, he's removing what he wants from the mixture and leaving what he does not want. Where there's an exception to this, the other one was asking, what about a fruit? What about a nut? Where over there, I'm removing the shell, the peel, which is the psalus. So how does that fit into the rules that we're learning in Shinya test? So there's a Ramah at the end of Shin Chaf Aleph that discusses this, which we will talk about more in Yetz Shem Behemshech, because there's a discussion of whether this is also maybe included in dash. Dash is cracking the shell of the kernels, so now the kernel is separated from the shell. So that's a discussion which we'll talk about Be'ezus Hashem. But the Ramah at the end of Siman Shin Chaf Aleph tells us that it's mutter he says over here, also liklev shumim b'tzom kishakaylev la'aniach. It's also to peel the garlics and the onions when you're peeling it to leave it for later. Avalechol la'alta shari, but to eat right away is mutvayin la'el simishin yotes. As he's learning it's a bayra dikadin. So the Mishmaru says over here, it's not just garlic and onions, huadin tapuchim, apples, egoizim, nuts, shkedim, almonds, chayetzbezeh, also are included in this. And the question that's asked, the Bi'er Halacha talks about, the question that we asked, you need oichal mitach besides or besides oichal. So there's a specific heter over here, which those that already got further on the simon could go back to seeing the Bi'er Halachas. There's two important Bi'er Halachas in Sif Dalet, that long but good Bi'er Halachas to go through. But the heter that's being said over here seems, because since it's E'efsha, this is the only way to get to the food by removing the besides from the eichel, therefore it becomes derech achila. That's, now how far can we extend this chiddush? That's what we'll have to see the Bi'er Halacha, and when we come to it, we'll talk about it more. Then we discussed in the previous year, the second tonight, which is biyad and not bikli. One has to do the bayra of the eichel from the besides by hand and not with the kli. So we broke it down to levels. You have a napa v'kvar, which is a strainer or a sieve, which is kelim that are miyuchet for bayra, and that would be a issa d'oraisa if one did bayra with a strainer or a sieve, even if he's doing it from the oichel from sedas and from miyad. Then the second category we have is kinoi v'tamchoi. A kinoi v'tamchoi is some kind of a kina, is some kind of wood cone shaped vessel, which is used by shaking it. It causes the eichel, the psalus, to separate from each other. Or a tamchoi is a platter, a large serving plate. And again, by shaking the plate, the eichel separates from the tarevis, from the psalus. This category is drabana. This is drabana. Then we went on to discussing, what about a spoon, a fork, or a knife? So we said over the gedder from Rav Moshe and other achronim, and l'chayre it fits into the Mishnah Brura, because it answers the stir in the Mishnah Brura, that sometimes a fork and a spoon could be a issa d'rabanan, could have a din of a kinah v'tamchoi, and sometimes it's mutter. And it all depends on how it affects the actual process of selection, the actual process of bayra. That's what we'll will be Taliyin. So now, what about if I have liquid mixed with some undesirable matter? I have coffee with that, with the sediments in the wine, or the coffee with the ground coffee beans is sitting on the bottom of the cup. In a way that there is a taravis over here. And we mentioned earlier that not every time you have liquid with solid is a taravis. If it's big solids, small solids, in a way that it's a taravis. So now I have this liquid mixed with some undesirable matter over here, and I want to separate it. So later on we'll learn in Sif Yudalid that one may pour the liquid gently, right? It says benachas. You can pour it gently from one container to another container. That's what Mechaba says over here. It says it's mutter la'ares benachas mikli l'chaveiroi. You can pour from one container to another. In order, what's the purpose of this? So that undesirable part, the undesirable matter over there, will remain at the bottom of the kli that you're pouring from. And the good, the liquid, the coffee, or wine, will end up in the second container. I'll drink from there. That's what we want to do. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, this is mutter as long as you're careful, sheyizahir, sheki shepasek hakiluach, maschin leire, nitzoisis ketanois, hanishevis b'achorins b'techa p'sedes, yafsik. That when the droplets start to pour out from between the sediments or the undesirable part that's left on the bottom, you have to stop. Why? What's the svar over here? The svar is because as long as I'm pouring off liquid that's above, so then the lashon is not nikud I'm doing bayrer, or it's not bayrer. That's not considered bayrer. That's not considered by it. Until the point where the drops are starting to strain out from within the stuff that the psalis that's left on the bottom, it's not considered bayra. It's not considered bayra. So the bayra begins once I'm straining. So now, in this case over here, where I'm pouring off the coffee, I'm pouring off the wine, or I don't like the pulp and the orange juice, I'm pouring off the orange juice. I'm pouring off the oichel from the psalis. Okay, so as long as I'm pouring off the orange juice and I didn't reach the bottom yet where the pulp is sitting or the sediments are sitting, that's mutta. I haven't yet done bayra. Once I reach that part, now I need to apply the rules that we learned. Oichel mitach psalis. So I'm doing that. I'm pouring off the wine from the mixture. That's the eichel, because that's what I want. And I need to also make sure that it's miyad, for immediate usage. I'm going to be making kiddush now. I'm going to drink a cup of wine now. I want to drink my coffee now. So it has to be for miyad. And then it's mutter. I'm using the kli, right? I'm tilting the kli to hold back the sediments, and only that the liquid should come pouring off. So on that, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're right. It says, even though that's what seems to be happening over here when you're being ma'ara from kli to kli, it's somewhat through a kli. So he says, so Mishru says, the kan avshe ma'ara mi kli li kli, and could be this is what you mean to say, mi komakai ikra brera nasai de yadav. We consider that the ikra brera is aide yadav and not the wall of the kli. So to tilt the kli for it to drip out, that'll be mutter. That's mutter, to drain it out. That'll be mutter. But this is all when I'm pouring off the liquid that I want. I'm pouring off the eichel. I'm being bayra the eichel from the psalis for miyad. And it's considered biyad. Even though we learned that kina v'tamchoy is also, so what's the chili between kina v'tamchoy and over here? So the teretz that some give is because with the gather we gave last week, that over here, Be'etzim, I could take the schmutz, I could take the coffee grains, and I could take the cider, I could take it with my hands and shake it, and the wine will come out. It's just easier to do while I'm pouring out. As opposed to by kinah v'tamcho, he's talking about where I cannot separate it with my hand by just shaking it. I need the kinah v'tamcho to separate. So
the Turkish coffee is very thin. I would not be able to do that. Turkish coffee.
So then you have a problem.
Then
ready they can break is not be yodah, right? That's what Mishmur said. But I think people will disagree with you. They say that you could do it. Okay, so now let's go on to the next case over here. The Rama in Sif Yudal tells us mutalag bia chavis al eizad dava kedei sheikalich mimena yayin hate. What are you doing? You're taking the big barrel and you're tilting it. It's tilted and you put something underneath it, so it's sitting on a tilt, and by doing that the liquid is pouring off and the sediments are staying in the barrel. Which the idea that would relate to us is the same thing with the pot. That's exactly what we're saying. I could take the pot and I could tilt the pot. I don't have to put something underneath it. But I could tilt the pot and let the liquid drip off, even though, again, the liquid's coming from between. These are the droplets that are coming between the sediments, the psilas that I don't want. But since I'm doing oicham, itech psilas, and I'm doing it for the alta is mut. So here comes Rav Maisha. And Rav Maisha is discussing a case where I want to use the pot cover, or the jar cover, or the can cover, the cover of the can, or the ladle, to hold back the eichel. To hold back the eichel. Again, think about the case. We're doing a switch over here, which gets confusing when you're learning Rav Maisha. Rav Maisha is talking about a case over here where you're using the ladle to hold back the oichel and drain out the liquid, which is the psilus. We'll give some practical examples soon, but so it's the other way around. It says, Rav Maisha, since you're using the cover, it's going to be usser, even to use it to hold back. And then he says, and even to hold back the psilus from the oichel is usser. And even la'alta, because that's called using a kli. So, like this. So when I have a situation where I have a can where there's solids and liquids, and there's a lot of liquid there, and I do not want the liquid. So to pour off the liquid, even with the cover, until the point where the liquid's being drained out from within the solids, that's mutta, even with the cover, because I'm not doing bayra. Nothing wrong with doing it. The whole shaila will begin once I reach the point where the droplets are being strained from within the pieces. So therefore, if I have pickles in a bottle or a can of pickles, and I want to get rid of the liquid, so that would be an example of here. I'm using the cover to drain out the liquid, to keep the pickles in there, because I want the pickles alone. Maybe some pickle juice above you'll be able to, but once it hits where the pickles are sitting, that's the shiloh over here. You can't use the cover for that. Or a practical case that this shiloh comes up many times is tuna. Tuna in oil, tuna in water. I don't want the oil. I want to use the cover, like in the week that you push the cover down and you drain out the liquid. That's a problem over here. While holding the thing, that's a problem over here that Rav Maisha considers that like using a kli. So this is Benegeya Kli. The third tonight that we need to clarify is what's called Miyat. And then once you clarify that, Be'ez Hashem, we'll be able to start. We'll go through the Siman with the Ariz, the practical examples, hopefully before this month ends, of the Siman. Okay, so what's considered Miyat? What's considered immediate use? So here we have... Now keep in mind, this is where this svara comes out. The svara that's the lashon that's quoted by Rishaynim and Achrayim and Paiskim, that it's called derech achila. It's part of the eating process. The miyad, the samach to achila that you're doing, the bayre, that's what makes it stand out. That this is eating. The Torah never asked you to eat. The Torah asked melachas. Asked you to do melachas. But they didn't ask you to eat. So what's the eating? How do we define this as part of the inner process? So we have You'll see the lashon. You look at in the Bir Halacha at the end of Shem Chaf Alf that we quoted before. He stresses this point about the derech achila. That's what he's using to explain why by the shells and the peels take the pesos off, because this is the ma'is achila. So here we have three shittas. We have three shittas over here. In the beginning of the simen.
Sorry, would that be
sure
that would apply to, let's say, like foods with
the
peel?
That's what
we're
talking about.
Like it's anything like that. Like
correct.
Okay.
Hell, you gotta come on time. Okay. So the Bir Halacha in the beginning of the simen says over here as follows. You need la'alta mamish means samach to the achila itself. You're sitting already at the table. You have everything at the table ready to eat. Now I do the bayra and then I eat. That's la'alta mamish. And it's before like this in the Ran. B'shem the Ra'ah, that the same place where you're sitting to eat, that's when you're allowed to do the Bayra. Udeloika Ramah, but it's not like the Ramah. That's one Shita. Second Shita, the Beis Yosef, the Rach, the Rosh, the Ran, bring down that it's, the Lashon is, Mashemesav ala Shulchan. Ba'oisei suda, when you're sitting by the table, that's suda. Which gives us a little more leeway. Doesn't have to be at the shas achil itself. But I'm already sitting at the table. We washed. I'm sitting at the table. We're going to serve the salad by the next course. But we're already mesav by the shulchan. That's the second shita. That's the pashtus of the shita. But if we take a look at the Ramah, Rama says his lashon is v'chol mashabayra tzarech oisei suda shemesa b'miyad mikra le'alta. He adds in the tzarech oisei suda shemesa b'miyad. He adds in that word miyad. The other person doesn't say miyad, says mashemesa ba. But he puts in miyad, which sounds like you're not sitting at the table yet. You're not at the table yet. Prima Godim, the Levush Yisrad, Amidayik in the Ramah, that you're not at the table yet, or you didn't sit down yet, but it's Miyad. You're Miyad going to sit down by the table. It's Samach to the Suda. Samach to the Suda. Which leaves us with a very, not clear. So what is Miyad? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, somebody's going to say a few hours, somebody's going to say 1 hour, somebody's going to say half an hour. What's going on over here? So the Prima Godnim and other Paisim explain where the Ramah get this from. The Ramah was using a Svara. Ramah said it on his own. He added that word Miyad, Misvara. What was the Svara? The Svara is that it seemed to him, I don't need to be holding in the Suda itself. It's enough that I'm samach to the Suda. That's Mesav L'Suda. Mesav L'Suda doesn't have to mean we're already sitting by the Suda. Mesav L'Suda means we're preparing to sit down to the Suda. That's a Ramah Semi Svara. That if you're preparing already for the Suda, then that's already samach to the Suda, enough that we consider it derech achila. The emes is, if you take a look at the Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelik Dalet Siman Ayin Hei, where over there is mevor like the Ramah, it could be that is the makar of the Ramah. So mevor like the Ramah, that even samach to the achila before you actually sat down, we can be matter, you don't need to start the Suda. If we take a look in the Mishnah Brura, in Simen Shin Chav Aleph, it's talking about Toichin over there. So I mentioned that there are Shittas Rishonim that hold that the same din that we have by Boira, that is Het to Miyad, the Rajba held that you have it also by Toichin. So the Ramah over here in Shin Chav Aleph, Rama says, Sif, Sif, Yud Beis. So Rama says, V'chol ze le'mari al b'chaytecho maniach. Avalim loch le'miyad. But if you're cutting it into very small pieces, you're doing teichen. To eat a miyad, hakol shari. Mi did ahava boire lecho miyad de shari. Tshuva se rajba, chelik dal z'menayin hei. Rajba is talking about teichen. And the Rama is telling it suit to boire. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Mishnah Berurah says, questions if we're samech on this, we're not samech on this, back and forth. But then he says, but one thing is clear, he says, al kopanim asa lasais ad yitzias basic kinesis. But one thing is clear, until you leave the basic kinesis from davening Shabbos morning, that's not samech. The be'inon samech lesuda mamish k'meshe kasev esimushin yudes len yibayre. See, he's learning mamish to mean as we samach mamish. So if I have a choice to do it before I go to shul, or if they go to shul, before shul is too far away. It's only if they go to shul. Let's say your lady is not going to shul, or let's say I want to eat right away. Let's say the lady wants to go out to the park with her children because it's hard to stay home for Kol Shekein 24 days to stay home with your children, but. It's hard to stay home in a small apartment, so you want to go out. So I want to prepare everything before. Or I want to sleep late. I want to be able to wake up and roll into the suda. So I want to do the bayra on my socks, the bayra on my clothing, or the bayra on the food Friday night so that I'll be able to just start the suda right away. What's the ghetto over here? What's the ghetto over here?
Arguing about what's derech
achila?
Like, would that change with the time?
No, I don't think the argument derech achila, the argument what is the gather, meaning what is the gather? What we consider that it's samach der achila, that it's par der achila. You'll hear my gather and I think you'll understand.
Like,
I didn't say what it is yet. All I said was, but the paiskim building it up. Started off as we in the Suda Mamish. Then we went to sitting at the table. Then we went to, even if you're not sitting at the table yet. Then we went to, but not before you go to shul. What, yeah? So let's try to figure that out. So, if you take a look,
is like,
you give me a chance, if I don't answer your question, then you're welcome to ask all the questions you want. But I think people are going to lose. So comes along the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav says, he says, Mefurish, says, Im lo yoichal ad acha sha'a, Asa. The Shulchan Aruch Rav is mashmet tallying time. You have an hour. What's it? Before all let's say, let's see what he says. So Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's tallying Shah. An hour. You have an hour on the clock. That's what you have, an hour on the clock to do your Bayre. So if you need to do 5 hours of preparations, do all your preparations in the first 4 hours, and your Bayre preparations leave for the last hour. That's what Shulchan Aruch Rav says. An hour, a shah is samach mamash to the Suda. Comes along Rav Moshe and Chedek Dalet, Simnayin Dalet by Bayra Oisid Gimel. And he says, the shayel over there of Shimon Eider asked him about this, the Shulchan Aruch Rav. So he says, he doesn't think it's a vart. He says, ain't shir zushal shah. He doesn't think it's a vart of shah. It's not a vart of an hour. It's not a vart of an hour. Al kopane muta livra eze zman samach lesuda v'afilu mana achreina shetech l'ach zman rav. That's what he says. He says that it's muta to be bayra eze zman, not only in a specific amount of time, samach to the suda, even if this is going to be the dessert. Right, you have a shav brach is the one that's Friday night. Sudas, they go for many hours, and you're not going to be eating it until 6 hours later. So that's fine. But, so it's not totally in Zman. That's what he thought. It's not totally in Zman. And the Bamis, if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, it's in Tuf Reishit Aleph. So we've got in Zion, the Sharitzin over there, or his test, is mashma like this also. It's not totally in Zman. But what is it? What is it, Talian? It's Talian, is this connected with the Suda. It's connected to the Suda. The gather is, this is the gather that Rav Moshe held, that one has to ask themselves, am I doing this out of convenience? Or I'm doing it because this is the prep time for the Suda. Am I doing it out of convenience because I want to be able to go out to the park with the children? Therefore, I want to do it earlier. Or I'm doing it because in order for it to be ready for the Suda, I need to do it now. L'mashal, Rav Shlomo Zalman talks about. If I have a salad that needs to marinate, in order for it to taste good, it has to sit in the liquid. And I need to do bayir in order to make the salad. And I need to do it Friday night in order that it will be good and geschmack for the Shabbos morning Suda. The prep time is Friday night. The guideline, and that's what the Mishmarur means over here also. Why are you doing it before you go to Davni? Not because now is the prep time. The prep time is when you come home, you prepare for the Suda. You just want to save time or make it more convenient so you can stay in shul longer, schmooze with your friends, maybe learn, or listen to the Rav's Drasha. So it's a convenience. Convenience is not. That's what he's saying. That you have to wait until afterwards. They have to wait until afterwards. So that's going to be the site over here. Now, what Ramesh is telling you is, during prep time, which each person has to figure out, what is the normal prep time for the Suda? Obviously, if you're a caterer, well, obviously, if you're making a Sheva Brachas, the prep time is going to be more time than if you're just making a Suda for you and your wife. But the normal prep time is what's considered the time of Samach L'Suda. And Rav Moshe is being machadish that within the prep time, I don't need to push off the Bayra to be the last thing. I can do it any time during the prep time, even if I'm not going to be using this until the last dish. The last dish. And this way it's mevorah in many achreinim, different achreinim that talk about different shailas that could come up b'negei the din of la'alta. So here we have, now the three tenayim. We have the three tenayim of derech achila, oichol mitech pseilis, oichol mitech pseilis, biyad, and la'alta. There's someone who wrote a sefer on Hilchos Bayra called Ayol Meshulash. Ayol Meshulash. Ayol is Aleph Yud Lamed. Oichol, Yad, La'alta. Meshulash, you need three tonight. It's a good way to remember if you need a way to remember it. So there's an interesting Bir Halacha here. The Bir Halacha says, Kedei Lecho La'alta. What's he being bayer for the behemoths? What's he giving the behemoths? He's giving the psalas, right? You don't give a good piece of chicken to the behemoths. You're being bayer the psalas from the chicken, the bones, and you're feeding it to the dogs, to the animals. The Shbrewer says that even though to me it's psalas, but since to the other person, the other thing that I'm doing it for, it's not psalis, therefore I can be bayre what's psalis to me because eich of him. So if I'm sitting at a table and I have a salad with these onions in it, I do not like onions. And I want to get the onions out of there. But the guy next to me loves onions. Can I take the onions out? Eichel. For him, it's Eichel. For me, it's Pseilis. Eichel tech Pseilis. To give to him, to eat La'alta. From this be Allah, it's Mashma, yes. Mask him or not? Okay. That's a Chiddush over here. Yeah.
Why is his Das better than yours?
It's not a part of Dasim. Well, the Marshal, the emesis is not really such a big chiddush because at the end of the day, let's say you're preparing for the Suda. You don't like that sound. You're allowed to prepare for the people at the Suda, right? So over here it's a bigger chiddush, because to me I'm mamish moving it because of pesilus, but since I mean it's a chiddush, I'm asking it's a bir halacha, not a mishmur, it's a chiddush. I'll tell you something interesting. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Bir Halach over here. Shar Tzion. Shar Tzion is hey. Maybe we'll talk about this more, but it has to do with Yor Ha'ara. Shar Tzion says, Vimbeira Loisi Suda. I did Beira for the Suda, right? I'm making a salad that needs to have Beira. And my Das was, what was my Das? For the Suda. Mata, it's mata. Ba'ach kach nimlach la'azva l'suda cheres. And then I decided, you know what? There's enough food for the morning. We need this for Shal Shadis. I'm going to leave it for Shal Shadis. Did I do anything wrong or not? After chiyuv chatas ein bezeh, even though there's no chiyuv chatas, the kodma maisa l'machshava, because you kadma, you did the ma'isa which was mutter before your machshava, that should not be mutter. Mikomakim le aruch le mevet hachi prima gadol. Prima gadol says still it's not proper to do this. You should eat it. What's the svar over here? First of all, he's saying that there's no chiyuv chatas be'etzem what you did, even though you're now leaving it for next suda, nothing wrong, because at the time when you did the ma'isa, your machshava was for oichem etech pesedes l'alta. Later on, you decided to now leave it for later. So we don't say l'mafreya yemaisu. Why not? L'mafreya comes out. I did boira for later. Teretz is okay. Good le'arch of it for whatever reason. You have to know why it's le'arch of it. But the teretz is because boira is one of the malachas that tolling kavana. Telling kavana. The person's kavana is what creates the malach over here. Are you being bayer for oichel? Are you being oyer to derech achila? What's your kavana? So since at the time the maisa, my machshava was for bayer for achila, that's not bayer. I later on it comes out that I left it for later, and now doesn't make a difference because at the time I didn't do the maisa bayer. Maisa bayer is your kavana plays a role in the maisa bayer. And I'll show you some examples of this. There's different interesting tshuvas where this point comes out, and it really comes out at the end of the simen very much. You can get, whoever got there or didn't get there, you can get stuck on a lot of sifim there where it's like a little strange. Like, am I doing bar or not doing bar? And the answer is going to be, right, the Mishmur says, like nicker. And Ramesh and future was talks about also, is a nicker bar, not nicker bar. Who cares? Am I doing bar or not? It involves the machshava, involves the machshava. There's a in the Shmir Shabbos, in Kuf Chav Ches, in Parag Gimel, Har Kuf Chav Ches, says, Shemati Magar Mishlem Zalman. Dvuka asukariya v'latifasa. Okay, that's if the candy stuck to the wrapper, so that's considered like a klipa. Okay, then he says, no, I'm reading the wrong one. Kuvchav, what did I say? Kuvchav tes. Kuvchav tes. Kuvchav tes. What does he say here? He says, hayu eitz le'archim. He has archim who kailav peiris b'shvilam. He peeled the fruit for them. Moshum kvoidam who chafes liklif yosim echdechi lasam. I want to peel more than what's. I know they're only going to eat 2-3 fruit, but it doesn't look nice to put out a plate with only 2 or 3 fruit. So what? Peel enough to make it look nice. So he says mutal aisav liklif kafir ais enough. He says from Shlaim Zalm, the Efshe Sha'af Imu Yedeya Sha'archim Klalu Yechlum and Aperis, Gamken Sharina. The Kivin Shu Koylev is Aperis, the Tsoyracha Archim, Kede L'chab the Machshav, that's enough. I have a question for you. What happens? You go to visit your Rebbe in Hanof, and your Rebbe wants to send you, and you're there for the Suda Friday night, Shabbos morning. He wants to send you back with some nuts or something which is mixed with shells. So he wants to do Beirer now, knowing that you're not going to eat it on your walk, right? So you're not going to eat it until later on in the day, tomorrow, or later on in the day you're going to eat it. Are we going to call that prep time? Because right now, for him to be able to give this person a nice bag of nuts, he has to do the Beirer now. But it's bad, it's not the prep time. You don't prepare until you're ready to eat. So again, it could be with the rule we said. Is it convenience or this is the prep time for this situation? That's going to be the call. The Ben Ish Chai talks about over here in Pashas B'Shalach, in Bira B'Kavana Shal Isser. He had Kavana for Isser, the opposite case. He had Kavana for Isser. He got kavana that I'm doing Beirer before the morning meal, so that I'll be able to use it later on. I did it, so I'll eat it right away. Helesi b'tshuva b'siat d'shmai b'sefer rapalim. This is tshuva sefer. The loy mahani leham lachasa ishenum lach lachol alta. Doesn't help. Shikva goma maaseu b'machsheves iser in his chay b'kach. Vehevesi rayes b'siat d'shmai l'ze. That, you know, again, the same idea the other way around. His machshava was a maisa b'ra l'itzer. Wasn't a maisa b'ra l'achil. I'm using it to eat right away. So when my friend comes out, it was too bad. Your kavana established the melacha. Brings that. Okay, so that's the aside of here. Mitzvah next week, I would like to move on to the it could be, we'll see those two Bir Halachas in Sif Dalet, because there are certain Heterim the Bir Halachas says over there, even though he remains that only B'Shas HaTchak Shei B'Yisai Mechane, but it's good to be familiar with them. Much have a wonderful Shabbos.